West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm April Call with Brian Anderson, the director of WVU's Energy Institute. Just a day after a very, very big global announcement involving our research partners, economic development, and a lot of opportunity. Tell me a little bit about the players involved and how this is going to roll out.
Our partner in China is a company called China Energy Investment Corporation. They've been a partner with WVU since 2002 on research projects and now on economic development projects. And so what China Energy is looking to do is invest, adding value to the resource that we have here in the region and has the potential to create a lot of jobs. The possibility starts with some natural gas power plant generation capacity and then chemicals from our natural gas and natural gas liquids. What we're identifying under West Virginia Forward is that we need new investment from around the world, and this shows the rest of the world that West Virginia is a great place to invest in.
The President of the United States was involved with this, our State Department of Commerce. Talk about how those kinds of relationships are important to these kinds of initiatives.
We have to put together these large teams in order to accommodate the great potential for international investors. And so what's really wonderful is the partnership between the state of West Virginia, our delegation, and the university.
What kinds of opportunities do you see this opening up?
In the research area, this is going to open up the opportunity to develop new products, new and efficient manufacturing techniques. Certainly this level of investment is really a tremendous opportunity for us to move manufacturing into the 21st century. Then all the jobs that are created, a lot of them may end up being students and future students from WVU. But then also this partnership and exchange with a major Chinese company can present opportunities for our students to get experiences abroad with China Energy, and then also the cultural exchanges of the folks from China coming here.
Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.